His eyes open.
Good evening. It is late UK time, the Ignite Your Purpose podcast. And tonight, I'm going to dive. Max is all fuzzy, man. He's all fuzzy and oh, he's back. I'm going to dive straight into the subject. I'll do the intro and then we'll talk. So, overwhelming scientific proof. There can be overwhelming scientific proof that something is not good for us or is actually damaging to our health. But by a recent article and scientific study, 98% of us still choose not to modify that behavior or habit, rather using personal experience to justify that behavior, beyond and despite this knowledge. That's what we're going to talk about. We are Ignite Your Purpose. We talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle, mix of the mental, physical, spiritual knowledge, mind, body, soul, trifecta. Max, you came up with this subject. Talk to me, goose.
Negative to positive, baby. Yeah, and we will definitely have a we'll put a link in the show notes so you can go read this article. And basically the gist of it was this. Without I won't talk scientific because I'm better with layman's terms. And basically the study was as such. If the subjects were to eat, and I'm gonna go uber unhealthy, just so it's plainly evident to us all listening. If the subjects from their grandparents and then their parents were passed down, and then it was passed down to them, and so on and so forth, right? We understand the circle of wheel. They were told that eating a chocolate bar every morning for breakfast, and we're talking not good chocolate, by the way, like the crap chocolate with lots of sugar in it. If they're eating this stuff every day for breakfast for the last 40, 20, 30, 60, 80, 120 years, whatever, right? If the facts came out now that said you guys actually have this wrong, chocolate bars for breakfast are terribly unhealthy and you shouldn't be doing this. And here's all the scientific proof. We've done all the studies. This is what, your grandparents looked like, so on and so forth. The subjects, like 9.8% of the time, 98% of the time, sorry, were like, that is absolute garbage, what you're telling me. The scientific facts could be basically bullshit because I have just as much facts from my side of things, right? And they would rather change the behaviors, their external belief system, and they will just keep on trudging on doing what they've done, doing what we've done. Because I'm guilty of this. I've been guilty of this before. Same with John. 98% of us in the world, obviously, right? But when I read this article, I thought of all the thems and the out there until I was like, shit, dude, I've done this too, right? But we will absolutely put on the blinders and not hear that and just keep trudging down our path, even though we might not be in best of health or whatever. Keep going down our path because it's way easier. We always come back to that, John, that easiness, that it takes hard work to change, right? But when you see it in the scientific study for like the last 20 years, crazy.
Show over. Man, I am as guilty of this as I wouldn't say as guilty as the lay person because there's a list of things that I choose now not to do because I know what my body has to do to process them. With my reading, with my understanding, with the best information that I have available today, and my interpretation of that, I make the choice of I do or I don't. But despite that, there are still occasions when I'll go out to the town or the village and I'll sit down, I'll be having a cup of tea, and that freaking almond croissant will be winking at me, saying, "Come and fucking eat me, motherfucker! Eat me, eat me!" And I listen, despite I know the work that my body has to do to process, I know the inflammation that is caused within moments of eating some of these highly processed, highly fatty, bad fatty foods. And I still do it. And I don't know whether there is this deep-seated power trip going on between some area of the mind that searches out these highly sugary, fatty foods, because back in the day they used to be able to eat them because the fig tree used to bloom once a year. And maybe that our ancestral brains are still working like this.
Very
I'm
true.
an intelligent guy, and I think my knowledge of health and wellness and things that are good and not good for my body and things that I do, and I still do it, and I don't understand it. But fortunately, for the majority of the time now, I'm able to, I literally kind of go, okay, there's croissants. I know they taste good. I know they're nice. Noah's Bakehouse, they've made them. But I'll step back and I'll take a breath and I'll ask myself a couple of questions. Why do I want it? Is it because it's there and I know it tastes good? And because I can't have it, I want it. Well, okay.
Yep.
Will that provide my body with the optimal nutrition that it needs to be able to create this body, because we are created from what we eat? And I'll go, yes or no. Will it aid me and take me closer or further away to the ultimate athletic goal that I particularly have at the moment? Can I do a sub 6 hour half Ironman? Will that help me or not? Yes or no. And by the time I've got through these three questions, I'm sitting back down again with my green tea and my peppermint tea, generally happy with my decision. And I can relate this to lots of other people who, in fact, I'm going to go and see a guy this week who says he often disappoints himself with the choices he makes, knowing something is not ideal for him, but it does it anyway. And I think it's about trying to create
That's brutal.
this black and yellow handle, this emergency eject button. And if you create this trip, when you see it, you ask yourself a couple of questions, and then it becomes a conscious decision to eat it rather than an unconscious decision to find yourself eating it, because that's what you do. I'll let Max talk again in a second. There's a book called Mindless Eating. If you go on to our kick.com link below, and if you go into sources of knowledge, that book is in there and you can read all about it. But there's this thing where we will go into a restaurant or a patisserie or whatever it is, and you've got these big glass counters and they've got the cakes and the chocolate and this. Now, if we go in one end and we go, no, and then by the time we're about to pay for coffee, your brain's just gone, oh, I've been good because I've said no to all of these. So you justify the yes to that one last item. It's quite clever. It's a really interesting book. It covers a few of the scientific experiments that they've done with the military, because they can experiment on the military because they have to do what they're told. There's a great book. Great book. Max.
Wow, that's
Sorry.
good. I'll check that one out too.
Yep.
And just for the listeners as well, what John was saying, there's a little bit of leeway we can give ourselves, right? John's very knowledgeable, very astute. So if you're gonna, when in Rome, have a slice of cake, or it probably once in a while won't really affect you, because we also have to. We're here. We're human. We are here to enjoy, right? So just a side note on that. But if you are, or I am going to just continuously be an ostrich and put my head in the sand and say, no, I'm just going to stick to my routine because my routine is all I know. It's what I base myself. Now we're getting a little deeper, right? What we base our self-worth on is my routine because I was told this, my nationality said that, my country says this, my grandparents did it this way,
My jeans.
and not look at, and not look at anything else. It kind of does show why probably the state of the world is where it is, because we're not willing to have these debates and these discussions, right? It's just, and for John, like you said, I would love to know the why behind when you know what, this can of Coke is so bad for me, but damn, I'm gonna drink it anyway. What's that hardwiring in there, right? Like the
Well, I know
why.
when we drink the can of Coke or whatever it might be, the pleasure center, it's there's another hormone that I can't remember. Basically, we call it the dopamine hit, but there's one before that, And it's the anticipation of something is actually more of a pleasure than the something. But when you touched on the giving each other a little bit of leeway occasionally, or when you're in Rome, you can justify X, Y, or Z. I believe it depends whereabouts on the scale you are.
True, 100%.
You got the super healthy, and then you got the super unhealthy, unwell, chronically depressed. Now, if you're right up at one end of the scale and you're in great condition, and most of the time you eat a whole food plant-based diet and you have a little bit of meat and a little bit of cheese, but you're in great condition, you've got no medicines, you've got no medical problems,
Problems.
you have got a little bit of flexibility to treat yourself occasionally. And if you look at the definition in the Oxford English Dictionary, it will define the word treat, which is something like the occasional or out of the ordinary something. Now, that's if you're at the healthy end. Now, if you're getting down towards the middle and you aspire to be at the healthy end, then I think you've got to allow yourself a little bit less flexibility to say, well, actually, I'm going to be disciplined, if you want to use that
Yes.
word. Do you know what? I'm going to focus on my goal of what I want to be, not what I don't want to be, what I want to be, not what I don't want to be. But the further you get down to the unhealthy end, I think you should almost lose that free will and choice to make
That's
these decisions, because it's not ultimately it's not your health, because you maybe there's a lack of education, lack of knowledge. So maybe it's not your health, but it's the health of those people around you. Because when you need nursing, when you need caring, when it's costing tens of thousands of pounds for your sick care, when people are caring for your children, or somebody else is walking your daughter up the aisle because you're in hospital, just having had a heart attack, or you're in a box, then I think it's incredibly selfish not to make smarter, wiser. I'm being a bit, sorry, I'm ranting a bit now. I
No, it's
think
good.
incredibly selfish not to make smarter choices about your health. Like I say, not for you, but for your family, for the wider circle of people who you're responsible for. Rant over. Hey, Lorna, how you doing?
I think I'd have to agree with you on that because that's also, if you're striving to be better, doing those little things is going to reinforce those negative choices you keep making, right? It's just going to reinforce it and you actually never get out of it, right? So, no,
Absolutely.
I would agree
And
with you on that one, Johnny. I'm down with that.
yeah, man. Okay, a bit of a rant, but sometimes we've got to say what it is. Lorna's just popped up and said hi. She lives in the same neck of the woods as Canmore, as Max in Canmore. They are good buddies, and we have to hook up with her to have a good old chinwag in 2 weeks Friday or Saturday morning. I arrive 2 weeks this Saturday, so we're looking forward to meeting you, Lorna. But from myself and from Max, we thank you for tuning in, for listening, for watching whichever platform you choose to do. If you comment, awesome. If you like, awesome. Share and all that kind of good stuff. But just keep watching, and we do appreciate you. Let us know if there's anything you'd like us to talk about. Anybody want to come on the show and ask us some questions? Hold our feet to the fire, and we'd be more than happy to have you on if we can work the tech, because we're still learning there. But Max, I'll let you say goodbye to all the folk, and off
That's
you
it,
go.
brother. Thank you, guys. Talk to you tomorrow. Quick and dirty. See you tomorrow.
Ciao, ciao. See you soon, everybody. Bye.